And now this is a dictation for Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, June 1241, Andres Azalete, Dr. Shankaraya, Shankaraya, S-H-A-N-K-A-R-I-A-H, 779-5251. Dear Dr. Shankaraya, a follow-up for Mrs. Murphy with a renal transplant last visit in December has completed shingle vaccines without side effects. Transplant Center has recommended her to do the second booster, which was done on February the 4th, and they are even talking about a third booster to be done probably in May. She has symptoms of upper respiratory symptoms, allergies, twice evaluated for coronavirus being negative, received steroids because of cough and wheezing, questioned pneumonia also on Keflex, symptoms are resolving. Next paragraph, chronic back pain, hip pain, x-rays were done. There was a calcification on the lower quadrant, followed by a CT scan that did not show these abnormalities. She also has chronic diarrhea, probably exacerbated by magnesium. We're going to decrease the dose from 3 tablets to 2 tablets a day. There has been no active bleeding. In the recent CAT scan, incidental abnormalities for question liver cirrhosis without any other abnormalities, no documented ascites or enlargement of the spleen. She has questions about prophylaxis before dental procedures, which is appropriate. There has been no recurrence of urinary tract infection. Next paragraph, I review medications. I will highlight the transplant Prograf, P-R-O-G-R-A-F, which presently is 1 milligram twice a day, and Myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, which is 180 twice a day. Both transplant medications are kept in the low side because of prior severe cytomegalovirus infection. Otherwise, on Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A for osteoporosis. Uric acid is nicely controlled at 4.9. We'll see if we can do this with 100 milligrams instead of 200. Blood pressure, metoprolol. Rest of medication list review. Next paragraph, she's alert, oriented, time 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. She looks well. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Tacro at 4.3 in the lower therapeutic, which is considered 4 to 8. Electrolyte normal, mild metabolic acidosis 20. Creatinine at 1, baseline is 1.1. For a GFR of 55, stage 3. A normal calcium, albumin, liver testing. Uric acid 4.9, magnesium 1.7, PTH 23, CPK normal, vitamin D 25 normal at 68, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, persistent minor increase of eosinophils, mild degree of macrocytosis at 98, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, protein creatinine ratio at 0.19, which is considered normal. Review the CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Native kidneys are atrophic with bilateral cyst. Renal transplant is on the right side without problems. The incidental abnormality suggested for cirrhosis of the liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Deceased donor renal transplant 2010, next number CKD stage 3, next number high risk medication immunosuppressant. Next number, keeping tacrolimus level in the low side because of prior recurring cytomegalovirus. Next number, chronic diarrhea, in part related to medication Myfortic. Also magnesium, which has been decreased from 3 to 2 a day. Next number, osteoporosis on treatment. Next number, AB fistula left upper extremity. Next number, multinodal goiter, followed by a specialist. Next number, recurring urinary tract infection, not in the recent past. She has a prescription for Keflex and indications to do urine analysis culture for the next episode. Next number, incidental liver cirrhosis without clinical abnormalities. normal liver function test, no documented ascites, portal hypertension, or enlargement of the spleen, and again, no clinical symptoms. This is an incidental finding. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient, coming back with me on June 22nd, end of dictation,